But today we're going to be talking about being fit for your purpose, which there should be a slide coming up, but James is distracting Chelsea.
Sorry.
Yeah, no worries. So if you're a construction man, Google told me that you probably know this term. I don't know if that's actually true or not. No, it's not a true fact. So maybe this isn't even a real like term. Maybe Google just made it up. So being fit for your purpose, and we're going to just get the definition of that to pop up as well. So what that means is that something is fit for purpose, is good to do the job that it was designed to do. And I'm really surprised that construction men don't use this. Not at all, you promise? Well, I'm never using Google again for my resources.
That's a lie.
Yeah, I'm just kidding. So it's purpose is good to do the job it was designed to do, which I think is really awesome. So now we're going to get to the next one. We're going to be talking about Jamie Foy today. So I don't know what side to stand on. I'll stand over here. So this is Jamie Foy. He is a skater of the year. He is also riding for Deathwish and Stance and Red Bull. And we all probably know Red Bull, right? So he's probably a big deal if he rides for Red Bull. And just by looking at Jamie Foy, I don't know if you know what skateboarders look like, but they normally don't look like Jamie Foy. Jamie Foy eats a lot of cheeseburgers, and he totally will tell you he'd rather eat a lot of cheeseburgers than eat nothing. He eats a lot. He's a great, short, eat-a-lot dude, but he's incredible at what he does, even though he doesn't look like anyone else. If you look at all pro skateboarders, they're skinny, they're short most of the time if they're really good, and they have no meat on their bones, even though they eat a lot. But Jamie Foy looks like a linebacker. He sure does. My stepdad was a quarterback, and that's exactly what he looks like to this day. You know, stomach hard as rock. But Jamie Foy can kill it at what he does, even though he does not look the part of everyone else. So we're actually going to get a video, just so you can really understand how good Jamie Foy is. The shortest video I could find with no inappropriate language. Just gonna put that out there. So who has never watched a skateboard video before? Put your hand up. You've all watched, really? Well, besides this one. Really? Well, I was gonna say you can check that off your bucket list, but I'm surprised. Okay. I was judging you guys. I apologize. So he may look super different, but as you've seen, he's crazy good. Like the stuff he does, can you imagine how many times he has to practice and how many times he has to have huge bales to do that? Like, I look at a piece of stairs and the first thing that doesn't pop in my mind, yeah, let's go down that rail there. That seems really smart. Yeah, it has a big kink, yeah, pff, whatever, I got this. I'm just like, I don't even want to walk down a step of stairs. A flight of stairs. Because I get really tired. But, it's not easy, as you can see. Our purposes aren't easy either. They're hard. You look at them and you're like, I don't want to go do down that thing. Are you kidding? Why would I ever want to go down that? I'm going to hurt myself. I'd probably have like broken arms, broken bones. Like I tried to skateboard and I already hurt myself and I don't even do anything. So I couldn't even imagine. But sometimes when we feel these feelings, we feel inadequate. And inadequate means... In 1 second. There we go. Lacking the quality or quantity required, insufficient for a purpose, which is pretty much the exact opposite of fit for a purpose. And these are all the feelings we get when we aren't too sure if we can do something, if it seems a little scary, we feel inadequate. And normally when we get these feelings, we just want to run and hide, right? Because you're like, I'm not going to do that, so I'm just going to turn the other way. I'm going to walk away from it because there's no way I'm going to do that. And I have these moments a lot. Jordan calls them the nothing's good days. Nothing is good ever. We all have those days where we just want to walk away from everything. Usually I do it by spending my time watching Netflix all day long. It's awesome. And just this week I wanted to do that, and I think I did it a lot, where I just kind of watched a lot of Netflix. I got through a few series. If you guys need some tips on what to watch on Netflix, I've watched a lot. But this morning we're going to be talking about, not myself, we're going to be talking about Jonah. And Jonah was a man called by God to be a prophet. Jonah's pretty great. And when you're a prophet in those days, I actually find it super hilarious what they had to do. So God would like tell them to lay in the street naked and then just eventually turn over and it'll mean something. Or there's one guy, I think it was 3 years. For some reason I mixed up between 3 years and 3 weeks, but he just had to walk naked and barefoot through the streets. Can you imagine? Yeah, just 1 second. I'm gonna remove all my clothes for 3 years. I'm just gonna walk around naked because God told me to. That's totally fine, you know? You don't need clothes. Can you imagine waking up? I don't have to pick my outfit out today. I'm just going to walk around naked. That's crazy. That'd be so hard. It'd be so difficult to be a prophet at these times when you just have to walk around naked. Not saying they all had to do that. That would be a little extreme. Can you just imagine all these guys walking around naked in the street? I just find it way too funny. I probably shouldn't, but it's hilarious. They had to preach the gospel, and it just was not easy at all. And it was so easy for them to run away. And that's exactly what Jonah did. We'll get to that later. But we're going to watch video number 2, which should pop up here. This one's hilarious. I'm going to commentary this one. That's the moment he knew something bad was going to happen. Boom! Poor Jamie Foy. Oh, poor guy. You cannot say at this moment, he's like, I love skateboarding. Woo! And he doesn't swear in this one either. I scored a second video without swearing. It was great. So when he's hitting the floor, do you think he's like, yeah, I love being a skateboarder. I'm going to do it for the rest of my life. If he is, he's pretty crazy. I don't know about that. But sometimes we get those feelings about Christianity too. When we hit the floor, we're like, ooh, do I really want to be a Christian anymore? Like, this is so hard. I don't know if you've ever had those feelings before, but I know I have. Where I'm like, you know how easy it would be not to be a Christian when I don't have to worry about these struggles? I don't have to worry about sin. You get it? Because, yeah, you get it. Okay, sweet. Yeah. It was a funny joke when I thought about it in my head, but then I said it out loud. Because coming a Christian comes with a purpose. We all have a purpose. And you know how hard that purpose is to even figure out what your purpose is in the beginning. It's such a struggle, it's so hard, and it's just so much easier to run away from it and to stop doing it. Like Jamie Foy, if he was to be like, you know, that slam hurt, I'm not going to be a skateboarder anymore, then he wouldn't have been Skater of the Year. You know, he wouldn't have achieved his greatest goal. And he's young, too. He's 21. He's same age as me, and he's a pro skateboarder, and I work at a skate shop. But let's just give Jesus some praise for all the things he's put us through and all of the things that we've come through and how great he is. And usually when you give praise, you outwardly express something with a clap or a yell. I don't know if we all know this. It can be awkward. Okay, sweet. I don't like it either. I would probably just sit there not saying anything either, so it's all right. But some seasons are good in life, and some seasons are like Jamie Foy's bail. It sucks. Sometimes he had to go to the hospital, and it just gets insane and crazy. But God never puts us through something we can't handle. God never puts us through something we can't overcome. You know? He puts him inside of us, and then we're great. Jesus is the bomb. Life with Jesus is the bomb. Right? 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 Do we not think life with Jesus is the bomb? Amen. Woo! Amen. I even wrote amen in my notes because I was watching some preachers in other, like in the U.S., and they're always like, amen, and all the crowd's like, amen. But I guess we're not doing that today. But that's okay. But sometimes we look at the world and we think they have it all and we don't have it all. We're going to go to Psalm 73, where it says, "No doubt about it, God is good. Good to the people, good to the good-hearted, but I nearly missed it, missing his goodness. I was looking the other way, looking up to the people at the top, envying the wicked who had made it, who have nothing to worry about, not a care in the whole wide world." When I read the scripture, I think of the Zac Brown Band song, you know, and he doesn't have a care in the old world. He's just sitting with his toes in the sand, you know? Okay. And they have no cares in the world, and we get envious of that because we feel inadequate because we have all of the stuff that we feel like we have to achieve, that we have to achieve our purpose. And inadequacy is what can bring us down so far. But sometimes our purpose is in our everyday life, our everyday praying, our everyday having a relationship with God, our everyday communicating with God, our everyday reaching out to people. When God tells us to reach out to people, how many times do we go, "You really want me to reach out to that person? Really? I don't know. I don't know if I want to do that." Or how many times it's like, "You should pray for this person." We're like, "Yeah, later. I'm busy right now." Or God's like, "You should go out and do this." And you're like, "But that's really hard. Yeah, I don't know." Or, "You should give this." And you're like, "Can I achieve this giving? I don't know." But God has his hand on our lives and his hand on our purpose. And sometimes we just need to jump in. We just need to dive right into what he's telling us to do, no matter how hard it is, and not run away. Because God's purpose is always going to follow us. No matter what way we turn, no matter if we walk the other way, God's purpose is always going to follow us. Because God has this plan for us, and he's not going to let us just walk away. Because he's awesome, and he loves us, and he cares about us. He's going to take our little Sims bodies. I feel like he plays Sims. That's how I feel like our relationship is sometimes. And he's going to be like, "Go this way." You know, and where it's like, "Go here." He's going to do that to us. I don't know if that's a good analogy for what God is, like a guy playing Sims. But I like Sims. So we need to spend time praying, and we need to spend time getting in the Word, getting to know him, getting to know our purpose, even if it's everyday life. Jonah was called to preach in a big city, a giant city, to guide them to a better way because they were going the opposite way. And you know what Jonah did? Jonah ran away. He went the other way from what God was telling him to do. He paid for a ticket to go on a boat, and that's what he did. He went the opposite way. And while he's on this boat, he was sleeping in the undercarriage of the boat. I don't really know boat terms, so like this part of the boat. And that's where he was having a nap. And as he's having a nap, he's sound asleep, just loving life. God sends this massive storm in. It's a huge storm. The boat is falling apart. The sailors are praying to their gods. The sailors are throwing stuff off the boat, all of their belongings, just so the boat doesn't sink. And Jonah's sleeping. He's having a nap, a nice little nap, while everyone else is in chaos, just like freaking out that this is going to be their last day on earth. This boat's going to sink, and they're not going to make it. And he's totally sleeping. So the sailors, somehow Jonah woke up, and the sailors are drawing straws at whose fault it is. Poor Jonah. He draws the really small straw. And that's literally in the Bible. They've pulled straws. It's crazy. So they're like, "Jonah, like, tell us more about yourself." And Jonah's telling him a little about their story. And then they realize that Jonah's running away from God. So Jonah's like, "Throw me off the boat." And they're like, "No." And then they end up throwing Jonah off the boat. And then the storm calms down, and the sailors are like, "Whew." Like, the last person to be affected when we make these decisions about our purpose, when we run away, is us. Jonah was running away, and the last person to be affected was Jonah, because he was sleeping. He's sleeping when everyone else is like, "Oh, God, please save me. I'll throw off all my stuff, all my belongings." They didn't get their belongings back after Jonah was thrown out. They didn't just fish them out of the sea. You know, the last person to be affected is you, is me, is Jonah. And sometimes we just have to stop being afraid and stop running from God, because God's always going to catch up to us. God's going to create these storms, and these storms might suck. And he's going to create these storms for people around us. And when we do or do not, when we do something we're not told to do or don't do anything at all that is called for our purpose, these storms are going to be created. And these storms, the last person they're going to affect is you. The last person they're going to affect is me. That's why God's calling is so strong. He doesn't call us to do anything that we can't handle. At all. Nothing that we can't handle. We don't need to nap. We can wake up. You know what I'm saying? Wake up. Jonah, wake up. There's a storm. You are important and God needs you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Can you say, I'm important and God needs me? How's it do one more time?
I'm important and God needs me.
Tyler, I saw that. You're like, Tyler, you're important and God needs you, okay? Okay. Awesome. I can see all of you. It's fine. Don't worry about it. So Jonah got thrown off the ship, and then he got eaten by a fish, a giant fish, and then the fish spit him out. And Jonah's like, I'm going to go preach to this big city now because I just lived in a fish for 4 days, you know? God creates incredible moments for us so that we can do what we're called to do, what our purpose is called to do. And he was spattered on dry land, and I bet the moment his feet touched the ground, he was like, God, my heart's all for you. Like, you put me through so much, and I was running away. I'm so sorry. I'm all in. I'm going to jump right in, and we're going to do this. And sometimes that's what I feel like we need to do. We need to say, I'm not going to run away, because you're going to find me wherever I go. No matter how far I go, no matter how much I turn around and walk away, you're going to find me, and you're going to click me like little Sims, and you're going to say, you know what, go here. Talk to this person. Oh, wow, this is really good, Sims. Yeah. Talk to this guy over here, you know? Say something nice to this guy. Tell this guy about Jesus. We should make a Christian Sims where you can be like, tell this guy about Jesus. You know? I'm going to totally think about that. That sounds amazing. All of those things, he's going to guide us right back. And sometimes we feel inadequate. We feel like, you know what, maybe not. Maybe I'm not fulfilling my purpose. Maybe I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But that can change this morning. The minute you walk out of the building, you don't have to wait. That can change at any time. You can be like, okay, I'm sorry, God. Let's do this. I'm jumping in. I'm going in for it. I'm going to talk to this person. You know, I know what you've been telling me. And sometimes I just need to listen more. Sometimes I just need to sit and listen. Sometimes I talk too much, and I think I know what God's telling me, but he's telling me something totally different. I do that a lot. And sometimes I just need to sit and listen to what God's telling me to do and have my own time with him every day, doing those things that I'm supposed to do to fulfill my purpose. I might not know my end goal. I might not know my big purpose on this world right now. I don't. I have no idea what my next steps are, but I know that my purpose right now is to go home, to read the Bible, to worship my God, to have a relationship with him. To know that he is good, to know that he is my father, to know that everything he tells me to do, I can achieve. Everything he tells me to do, I got this. I don't have to worry about it. My God's got me. We have a great relationship. Sometimes I'm like that bad kid that you need to put in a corner for a little bit, but I got it all. You know, I got this. Yeah, I saw that. Dads know what I'm talking about. We got this. You know, God has everything we need. I just imagine him like Santa Claus. Just like, he has a bag of goodies, and it has absolutely everything you could ever need in it. It's like Oprah, look under your chair. Got some Jesus for you. This is what happens when I watch too much Netflix. Because I just watched a show where it's like, look under your chair, Oprah. You at the Oprah table. Yeah, Oprah's amazing. But God's got everything you need. Oprah. God's like Oprah. He's got everything you need. And he's like Ellen. He's got everything you need. He even gives you a laugh once in a while. But let's get back on track. Rabbit hole. God's here for you. Your purpose is amazing. You don't need to run from him. I don't need to run from him. We don't need to run from him anymore because he's going to catch up to us. And we aren't inadequate. We are fit for our purpose. Fit for our purpose is we're designed to do something that we're meant to do and we're good for it. We're good to do something that we're designed to do. So we got this. We're good. We're designed for a purpose. God literally counted out the hairs on your head. You are designed in his image. You are designed perfectly in his image. And the things you can do are just what you put your mind to, what you jump into. He has this amazing plan for us. And sometimes we don't feel like we can do it. This week, I didn't feel like I can do what I was called to do. This week, I was running and hiding. Like, no matter how messed up you think you are, no matter the things you've done, no matter the things you've said, no matter the things you've seen, God can still use you. You're never too far gone. You're never too far messed up. Ever. No matter how you feel about yourself. You're perfectly, beautifully made to do what God has called you to do. That's crazy, hey? It's crazy to me to even think that God counted out all the hairs on my head. Because I have a lot of them. He gave me a lot. He blessed me with hairs on my head. Thank you, Jesus. It's crazy to think how much our God loves us and the purpose we have. So I just want Tyler to come up. And I just want us to kind of think about what we are called to do. What our purpose is. What have we been running from? What are we still running from? Like, what is our purpose? What do we want to achieve? What are we being called to achieve right now? Who are we being called to talk to? Think about all those things. Because our purpose is incredible. What we are made to do is incredible. We are incredible. Jesus is incredible. Jesus is amazing. And I just want you to think, like, if you haven't felt like you've been achieving your purpose, if you haven't felt like you've been fulfilling what you've been called to do, or you don't even know what you're meant to do next, if you want to get with someone and if you want to pray with someone and talk to someone about that, or if you just want to put up your hand and someone will come up to you and we can all pray for you. I don't know if you guys feel comfortable doing that. Maybe you want to do it with just someone you know. But we all go through seasons. We all go through seasons that are hard. We all just don't know what's next. And if you just need a little help in that, a little help in following God's purpose, just talk to someone. We all know someone in this church that we can talk to. Put up your hand. We'll come pray for you. Do whatever you feel comfortable doing. And during this next song, I just really want you to pray to God. I want you to worship. If you guys want to get in little groups, I don't really care what you do. We're a community. We're a family. We're sitting in this thing because we're a family. We care about one another. We care about what each other are going through. You don't need to hide because God's going to catch up to your purpose. No matter where you are, no matter how far you've turned around, no matter how messed up you think you are, you're not. God has a purpose for you, a plan for you. You aren't inadequate. You're fit for your purpose. He's done all he can. His son died on the cross for our sins. We're amazing. We're incredible. You got this. We all got this. Our purpose is incredible. What he has planned for us is incredible. You don't have to worry anymore. And we're a family. Whether you feel like you're part of the family or not, here you are. The minute you walk through the door, you're part of our family. And we care about you. And if you feel like you just want to talk to someone, you want to put your hand up, you just want to be prayed for about your purpose, put your hand up. Go find a friend that you know. Whatever you feel more comfortable in, okay? But we're going to stand up and we're going to sing this next song.